Perek Gimel Simen Vav. Towards the end. The Hark Sagabi Huda, the Amar Ochla Pata. Of the Patek of a Mayor. As far as what seer and Siddiq, the Chumra. Remember there were three categories, two of them are Chametz Gamer. And the lower, the earliest stage is called seer. But we pass the Rabbi Yehuda, who's the Ochla Pata. So I learned Pshat yesterday. What do you mean Ochla Pata? Ochla Pata is the second half of a sentence. We know what the first two words of the sentence are. So what are the first two words of the sentence?
Seer
Yisara for Ochla Pata. Well, we pass the Rabbi Meir. As far as what seer and Siddiq, the Chumra. Remember there were three categories, two of them are Chametz Gamer. And the lower, the earliest stage is called seer. But we pass the Rabbi Yehuda, who's the Ochla Pata. So I learned Pshat yesterday. What do you mean Ochla Pata? Ochla Pata is the second half of a sentence. We know what the first two words of the sentence. So what are the first two words of the sentence?
Seer
Yisara for Ochla Pata. So that's how I understood what the Rush meant. Fine. So we pass the Rabbi Yehuda, Seer Yisara for Ochla Pata. So the question was, the Korban HaSanah might not mean it. So the Korban HaSanah said, not mean it, it's a Mutter Bahanah. So we were trying to pilpul yesterday. What do you mean? It's butter v'hanah. See you serve up with potter. The gemara beforeish that mem gimel. If you all see you serve up with potter, it's also v'hanah. So we gave it to Teretz, fancy Teretz. I thought it was pretty sharp, but it's probably unnecessary because the Rush never said we pass like a Yehuda who says see you sorry for ochla potter. Because we pass like Yehuda says ochla potter. So I just assumed I went in my merry way. Ochla potter means see you serve ochla potter. Father's mamish the same sentence. But apparently it's not the case. And let's just review Bekitzer. Remember that chart we had on the board, the three stages? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the three stages have three different dinim, presumably midaraisa, is the cause of the barrier. The most serious stage is Chametz Gomer. The middle stage is what's called the barrier. And the lower stage is what's called Matzah. According to Rabbi Meir, the two higher stages was what's Chametz Gomer, and the lower stage it's called Seir, and then you get Malkus on it at the lower level, and you get Malkus on the Meir Sheet. So when it comes to the Psak Halacha, we pass in the Chumra in terms of the two higher stages being Chametz Gomer. That's for sure. That's what we assume, Halacha, but we're raising the Rishon who's saying. What about the first stage? That first stage. So it's called Seir. So what is it? So I understood. Let's figure it out. The lower stage is called Seir. So Rav Meir says, what's the din? And you get Malkus on the door. Malkus. So we don't pass like Rav Meir. We pass like Rav Yehuda. What do you mean pass like Rav Yehuda? Rav Yehuda says, this is Matzah. Matzah. Yeah, okay. So that's Matzah called Rav Yehuda. Right? So what do we pass like Rav Yehuda? So I thought what it meant was, we take the lowest step called Seer, and we apply Rav Yehuda's principle. Which here Rabbi Yehuda applied to the middle stage. The middle stage is called Karnei Chagovin. Seer Yisara Ochla Potter, and we'll transfer Rabbi Yehuda's Psak for Karnei Chagovin and move it to a Sifu Potter. That's what I was assuming yesterday. Let me try to get out. The Meir says it's probably not what the Rush means. The Rush means that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that the lowest stage is really Matzah. That's clear that it is according to Rabbi Yehuda. And as a result, we adopt what the second half of the sentence. Yeah, ochla potter, but not the first half. No, serious, sir. No. That's against what we said yesterday. Of course, now it fits in beautifully what the Korban HaSanah says. And the din would be that if you have a situation of a chsifa potter, it's nothing. It's matzah. Aye, so why can't you eat it? So that we saw on Daf Mem Gimel, if you recall. Let's turn back onto the Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Please turn. The notion of the Kalbot Rav Meir Rav Yehuda, as we learned the Gemara, so Tosha says, V'doraisa afilu b'achila ashari, k'idam rina perakama d'chulin. The matzah ma'aliasi, we keep saying it's matzah. Ela b'drabbanan osa. Oh, b'drabbanan osa. So we already pointed out yesterday, the day before, that's how the Rambam learns the trap. The Rambam says, osa b'drabbanan. Nichsif upon it, b'drabbanan. He says, ein b'koris, avol osa l'ochlo. It's only b'drabbanan. And remember we mentioned the Shuvah's Pnei Yeshua? The Elta Zeta? What do you say, Pshat in the Rambam? And the Rambam will say there's no need to get rid of it right away. You can keep it. There's no Bayroh Bayimotze. Ah, he owns Bayroh Bayimotze. When it comes to Chometz Nukshe. But this isn't it. But this is matzah. So now it's any one more nakuda. There's no iser of bayiro, no iser lashoso, and there's no iser of hana either. Ram said also the ochlo, didn't say also the hana svimen. So that will fit it. That's the rush is the same exact. Well, we said pshat in the Rambam, so that could be pshat in the rush too. So I didn't realize that because I saw the expression. What led me off? What not? Because it said ochlo potter. So I thought ochlo potter means yeah, you know. Serious sorrow for Ochla Potter. So I kept saying, Gval, Sir Ochla Potter. The Gemara says, Sir, I am also Bahano. How can the Rashi say, how can the Kabbalah say, Mutter Bahano? The answer was, no, I made a mistake. Not serious sorrow, but he only quoted Ochla Potter. Ochla Potter, it's matzah. Chazal say, you shouldn't eat it. But Hano is Mutter, and to keep it is Mutter. It's just a Chumar Biyam. So that's a better shot in the rush. Okay, it's like withdrawal, what we mentioned yesterday, and that, as far as Pratt, not lying in the rush. But the remainder of what we said, I think is still correct. Okay. We are now discussing the sugya, if you recall, of taruvis chometz. Let's go back a little bit to some background. Chazer again, the background. We have to see some of the Gemara's in Pesachim. You know, we've been remiss. We're still here on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, and we really should have learned the next blot in the half. We haven't read it yet. So bring that today. We'll try to read all of it, most of it, some of it. We'll see. But let's just go back to the background first. There exists a din, min b'mino b'tel b'rov. Min b'she'eino mino. We pass the halacha. We'll see later the details. Probably tomorrow I'll go into this. Machlokas, the Shach, and the Ramon, Yoredeya. Those who know Yoredeya, this is the famous machlokas, double machlokas, the beginning of Hilchos Taruvos, Tariches. It's important to you to get it out in case everyone should decide to go for smicha. So he'll say, I remember that we learned Shirim Pesachim is very important yisod. Some of you maybe learned the smicha already, so then you'll say, hey, I didn't learn this when I went, well. the min b'she'eino mino presumably means it's taste. It's taste, and one gives taste to the other. It's called tam ki'ikar. And as we shall see in the sugya, the big machlokas had a paskin in the shayla, what to do. Let's now briefly summarize. Tam ki'ikar means that you taste tarfus. Taste tarfus. The Rishonim, I point out, and I put on the board today, the Balamor, Raivan, and Ramban. It's all very important. I put it in racks. I don't think we can finish it. But we'll maybe have a chance. I'll try to give certain excerpts for those who weren't able to read. The whole thing is very instructive, but it's also very long. And so it's very, very important. So some of them say that Tama Valoma Masho, which is an expression found in the Gemara about which we started speaking a little bit yesterday, is tam ki ikar, because he's v'lo mamasho. What does v'lo mamasho mean? V'lo mamasho means there is no mamashos. Just gives taste. For example, if I take grapes, and I put the grapes into water, and I pull the grapes out, meanwhile the grapes soaked in water, or they give taste in water, or there's some heat involved, so there's a taste. No mamashos. You make chicken soup. Put a chicken in the soup, the chicken in water, let it cook for an hour, pull the chicken out. The chicken looks the same as almost the same as before. So it's really tam of alama masha. That's called tam ki ikar. What's the atomic of tam ki ikar? So the pashtus, tam ki is pashtus. The Gemara says tam of alama masha is also of ein lochin alok. This is why Rove, many Rishonim say that since you put that Gemara, offer the Gemara, tam of alama masha also of ein lochin alok indicates that there is no prohibition, no malchus prohibition anyway, of tam ki ikar. And Pashtus, there's no Malchus, it's the Rabbanim. The whole Chiddush of these Rishonim, which was the Ramban, the Balamor, and the Raivin, and we'll see tomorrow, the Tarsim Chul, the Rimi Orleans, is that there could be an Isidor Raisa with no Malchus. An Isidor Raisa is derived from a Pasuk. And no Malchus, it doesn't say the Farish, don't. You know, in order to get Malchus, it doesn't say, don't do it. That's the Rasha. Somebody from Makab HaChaymer, whatever, it's not enough to give Malchus. And some say, no, it's the Rabbanah completely. That's Rashi. Rashi says, the fact that it says, time of Aloma Moshe also, then local love teaches you that we pass in the time Kika is not the Raisa. Who was the one who was the biggest Machmir, the biggest of the biggest of the biggest Machmirim when it comes to time Kika? What's his name? Rabbeinu Tam. Tam Kika the Raisa, and you get Malchus and the Kazayas from the Tarubis. I mentioned yesterday, if I have I have chicken soup, here's an example. I have chicken soup. I put it to put chicken into a pot, I pulled the chicken out, and I have a taste of chicken in the soup. The chicken was A and P. It wasn't Empire. And now I take the chicken soup. Three minutes time, I have a kazayas chicken soup, I get malchus. But no chicken, I get malchus. I think that's enough for the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Tam of Aloma Masha Asif Ein Lokan Olaf. So when Tam is back against the wall, he comes up with a whopper shot, which you may have seen in the rush today. What's the Rabbi Natam of Shat Nakamura? It's talking about Min Bimino. Min Bimino? Min Bimino? We just got to sing on the first day, the first minute. Min Bimino is nothing to talk about. Bottle the rope. And what kind of Tamo? What kind of Tamo? It doesn't taste like anything. It's all the same. Well, Rabbi Natam is a bit of what we might call a Dochak Shat. It's as much as had it been Min Bishen Amino, it would been enough to give it time. That's what Rabbi Natam said. We'll get to the details a little bit later on. That's a better time to fit. So we mentioned yesterday Rabbi Chaim Kohn. Rabbi Natan says that the Gemara, which is time of Olam HaMashal Osur, the Ein Lokan Olam, does not mean in the literal sense, it's a two types, it's chicken and water, and it gives taste. Osur Ein Lokan. That's not true. If it was chicken and water, it would be Osur V'Lokan, on the kazayas of the chicken soup. So what do I mean, time of Olam HaMashal Osur Ein Lokan Olam? There's no time, really. It's min bimino, two of the same types. That mix into one another. There is no taste. That's why there's no tam kika. You don't taste anything. But it's also anyway, because after all, it would have given tam. What do you mean it would have given tam? It's more than one what? Exactly, though. It's more than 1/60. Had it been less than 1/60, what would it then have been? We know this in the second paragraph of Pesach. What would it then have been? It would have been what? Bozel. But since it's more than 1/60, then the Gemara is a cold word. Tamo, that means you taste it. It means that you would have been able to taste it. That's more than 1/60. So therefore, it's also with the Rabbanan Mishim, also Tamo B'la Mamasha, it's more than 1/60. Mindemino, it's also with the Rabbanan. Also, I'm not going to mean with the Rabbanan, according to Rabbi Natan. Oh. That's his opinion. All right, is that clear? The Rabbi Chaim Kohen, that's what I mentioned when we came up yesterday. What about the Chaim Kohen Tev Shah, quoted the Russian, you saw the Marmakarmis, the Russian, the Sech the Chulim, Sivan Lamad Alam, that's where it's quoted, where he said on Upsha that if it's the Zayas Mesech, Yilas Pras, which we discussed yesterday what that means, then you get Malchus even on what? Because Zayas Mesech Tarubas. In that respect, he used Rabbeinu Tam in that kind of a case. We disagree that there's less than Zayas Mesech, Yilas Pras. Rabbeinu Tam says, no matter. No matter. You get Malchus anyway. Anyway. Whereas the Rabbi Nechaim Kohen says, no, there's no malchus. I'm sorry?
You get malchus on kazayas about material.
On the tarubis, Rabbi Nechaim.
Not when you eat a pras.
You don't eat a pras, because you want kazayas. I think it's Rabbi Nechaim in that case. Kazayas on the tarubis, you already get malchus. But if you're less the kazayas, the achilas pras, then Rabbi Nechaim Kohen says, there's no malchus. Against Rabbi Nechaim in that respect. It's a pshar. What kind of course, it's a shver of art. What does it mean? Why should it be so? We have to discuss that at length tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to tell you a chiddush nifla. I think it's a nice chiddush. The chiddush which when we learned, I learned these sugars of Tam Kika once before with Talmidim, when we learned in Camp Arusha. It was Tavshin Mem Gimel. How do I know? Because then the sugi was over. It was so complicated that you were in a chart. And I was looking through yesterday to see my notes. And I guess I came up with a chart. Sugis Tam Kika, Chulun Tzadikas. Kol Marash Machne Marasha Tavshin Mem Gimel. I don't know, they had them before zero. Let me agree. Gives you data. Thank God it stays. So some of these things don't stay. They stay, it's clear. It's not that some of them fade, no. Only faxes fade. Okay. This is Baruch Hashem as clear as it ever was. I'm not sure if the content is clear, but at least the ink is clear. Almost 11 years later. Okay, Baruch Hashem. I hope the Torah will be clear, that's what I have to talk about. I want to discuss this chart with you with the ramification of a very big chiddush here. I'll try to tell you tomorrow. But we have to first get to the basics, that I will come to a little later. Okay. But today, before we learn the Gemara Vayita, which you're going to have to learn, the Rambam, that's the one who makes the biggest waves. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Tam Kiko is pretty straightforward. This is a very straightforward opinion of the Rambam. We saw yesterday in Mar Matamas Nukh Macholas Asuras Peret Tzvot Halacha Aleph through Gimel, I think it was. But the Rambam says very pashut. Tama b'lama Moshe Osa Vein Logan Aleph, which means what? If you have, if you taste it, Min B'she'en Omino, The din is that it's usur. You don't get malchus unless you eat what? Unless the kazayas of the achilas pras. In which case, you get malchus on the kazayas of what? Of the yisur. You got to eat a whole pras. You got to eat 5 minutes worth. You're eating and eating and eating. You know, it's like those watches going. It's going. It's the deadline is fast approaching. Thank you very much. Deadline is fast approaching. Okay. Dear Talmud, the Yeshiva University Office of the President, in response to inquiries on the part of many Talmidei Yeshiva concerning Yeshiva's policy regarding Yom HaTzmaut, particularly this year when Hei Yer occurs next Shabbat, April 15th. As in the past, we observe the day celebrated in Medinat Yisrael, which this year is Thursday Gimel Iyar, April 14th, and it has so been designated on our Yeshiva calendar. Our minhag is to say Hallel, Tefillah L'Shalom Medinat Yisrael, and the Tefillah L'Tzahal. In the main Beit Midrash, and in other regular official Yeshiva Minyanim, I don't know what that means.
8:30 minyan could do what they want. 8:30
minyan could do what they want. Hallel will be said without a bracha. Okay. Of course, Hallel and the appropriate tefillot will be said on Yom Yerushalayim, Kaf Het Iyar, May 9th, at all Yeshiva Minyanim. Yeshiva's commitment to Medinat Yisrael is firm, and views it surely as a transcendent chesed Hashem in our time, calling for a shevach v'hoda'ah. With best wishes for a chag sameach, I'm sincerely Norman Lamb. I guess I should read it, because everyone should, if they were given me 2 days, I could put it up on the wall. They give it to me today, and the Gimel Iyar is tomorrow, so it required a public reading. Okay, I don't think it needs any elaboration. Unless you have questions which go beyond the letter. Chagiga is not discussed in the letter. So I can speak for myself, because I know that obviously whatever Rabbi Lamb says, that goes. But if he doesn't talk about it, then we can talk about it. So the Perek and Masechta Pesachim, the next Perek, I don't know if I'm going to get to it this year. I don't know, I didn't have it on the agenda. I didn't really have it. I don't know, maybe we'll get to it. We'll see. Depends what we learn. I don't know. Depends how much time. Maybe the end, the last week or two. Makom Shenagu, it's called. The next parak. Makom Shenagu teaches that as an Indian of going after the Minhag HaMakom. Minhag HaMakom is very important. And it seems to me that there's no exception to the rule. There's a Minhag HaMakom in this yeshiva where the Minhag is that they say Hallel. Start with that. So that's a Minhag HaMakom, which should be followed. If an individual wants to, for whatever reason, whether it be theological or otherwise, to conduct himself differently, that should be done in a private fashion, in a private manner. That means if you were there, if the minion is saying halal, you may want to say echa. Okay, but as long as no one knows that you're saying echa instead of halal, that would not be a violation. But if he's not screaming out echa, you know, that would not be right. Or that you want to say, no, that's a different thing. That's hachna, as I mentioned in this letter, for a reason. But if the No. So if you want to say a bracha, according to the Pesach here, Rabbi Lamb, if you're an official yeshiva minyan, you're not allowed to say with a bracha. You want to say it quietly with a bracha. It's not no kfiyah datite, you know, it's not religious coercion. Not to walk out. That should not be done. Shouldn't walk out. This is a minute. So the same as the same. If they're not saying tachlan, and you want to say tachlan, tamo lecha bracha, but not demonstratively. You do it in CLV. The tefillah at the time is not marked. They said the rachav v'chan or the behu rachav. That's a long one now. Here. A lot of shuls are not going to say tachlis this year. You know, I don't want any excuse. So you'll say they're saying halu avdei Hashem. You're saying the rachav v'chaparavon. As long as no one knows the difference, it's okay. But if it becomes clear what's happening, then it's not right. It's going against the minhag hamakom. Same thing is true, of course, of these chagigas. If a person is part of a yeshiva, and the yeshiva considers the chagiga to be appropriate, so then that's an appropriate behavior for them. The whole sphere, the Easter sphere is a minig. It's a minig. So here's a minig. Is a minig there a minig? And that's another minig. However, if a person feels that he does not want to attend this chagiga because of whatever reason, it's not considered, chalila, a pagiyah in the covenant of the minig amok. If you stay home, As the Gemara has itself, Hari Batlani Gemeshukah. Someone doesn't work on a day when it's when people are doing to work, it doesn't prove anything. A lot of guys need to learn the basic medicine, don't go out for any chagigas, or they're sitting in there sleeping, or whatever, they're in the library studying for tests. The fact that you're not going to the chagiga proves nothing. If you come there with a placard and say, act of Satan, you know, and that kind of stuff, and that would be,
Svira,
yeah, that would not be appropriate. But, all right, so that's, I think I answered your question.
They don't say
about tonight. Doesn't say about tonight.
No.
Nothing here. Nothing is. Excuse me. Nothing here about tonight. Zero. Shaving. I think. I have to say that I think. I think that the meaning in this yeshiva, as a rule, again there are exceptions on all ends. The meaning in the yeshiva is bechal not to shave in zero. That's the general meaning of the yeshiva. And the meaning in the yeshiva is not to shave in Yom HaTzmud either. Now there are those who shave the whole sphere. No, so that's their minute. Okay, so there's not such a minute kavua. Everybody, you know, doesn't shave. If the proportion would be high enough that if mamish everybody doesn't shave, almost everybody, then even the few percentages that would shave wouldn't be allowed to. All right, 95% don't shave. Then you want to be a 5% to go against the oil, and that's not right. The percentage is not high enough. So therefore, I don't think it's any necessarily violation. But within those people who don't shave Svira, I think 95% of them don't shave Yom HaTzmut. I think it's a shiva. So therefore, that would be it's a funny thing. Guy shaves every day. He shaves only on. Not gonna shave on Hay, that's for sure not. I mean, not gonna shave on Shabbos. But he on Gimel. No. So that would be, I think, not right in this place. Depends where you are. In other places, apparently I was once in a place, I'll tell you the story, where, because I didn't shave, I was given a very uncomplimentary label. When I was in, I was known in Yom HaTzmut Neretz all of my life once, when I was there learning in Karen B'Avner. But as it happened, my parents were in Neretz Yisrael at the time, so they just arrived, so I went to Yerushalayim to be with them. And I'm waiting in Yerushalayim, so I went to Merkaz and figured out the place to be. So I went to Merkaz, and Rabbi Tzvi Yehuda gave his very famous speech then. It was considered a nevuah. That was his famous speech, that he was crying. What about the Arei Yehuda? And the Arei Shomron, the Rakodesh, Yerushalayim, Rakodesh, and within a month, they were in our hands, completely employed. Then they put their downplay to that. Come on, I went and told that thing to Rabbi Lichtenstein. I was once mentioning him, wow, and it was, what, nevuah? It was in the papers already at the time before he got up to speak. I think it was just, I don't want to get involved in this kind of stuff. But for me, it was. But then part of the speech was, who's the real Neturei Karta? The Neturei Karta showed me he was not a big fan of the people who go with the name Neturei Karta. The greatest. He says, if you look at the Machrivei Karta, the whole Russian and the Eche Rabosi and the Koma. But then he had a line, which I think I may have told you before. Efshar lerot al pnei habachurim. You can see just by looking at the faces of the Talmidim, mihem ha-maminim u-mihem ha-koifrim. Ooh, that was a very sharp line. I guess I was in the second category because I wasn't. But anyway, okay. It depends. And if that's the minhag ha-mokum, that's the minhag ha-mokum. Yeah. When you talk about minhagim, you have to be very cognizant of the. Flexibility. It depends on different minhag. And if you're in a shul with a minhag to say tachlin Yom HaTzmut, you have to say tachlin. You don't want to say it. You put your head down and you make believe that you say it. Yeah, it works both ways. You got to follow the minhag HaMakom, man. That's what I think. Ostensibly. If you want to say tachlin, then fine. You don't have to. Because you don't have to. No, the whole Ayashana, the Mishnah says, Ayashana Adam, why? Mipnea Machlokis. That's the Mishnah says. You're not supposed to, it's the first word that Abnunim and Bezim Sochim. Ayashana Adam, Mipnea Machlokis. That's the main thing.
Are you
asking? Yeah, that's the whole question. I mean, these in the Yonah Mitzvah would be okay. Chumbus Kulis. Yeah, what's a Chumbus Kulis? Svarshul. So you should say.
So you dive in your Moroccan shul.
Yeah, I do.
You dive in Moroccan shul, that's right.
Well, Rav Moshe the Tshuva about Divat Marakas. He talks about it. Some Sfaras the same. I mean, Rav Moshe writes like this: if you're davening for Yechidus, Shmona Esrei, you can daven whatever you want, including if you think that, I think Rav Moshe is better shuvalistic to your nusach. No, there's a difference. It's belachash. If you're davening for the Avod, or even if you're davening other parts of the davening out loud, and it'll be discernible whether you say their nusach or another, you're supposed to follow their nusach. No. Moshe implied, I don't have lush in front of me. My recommendation implied you should stick to your own nusach. That's a private matter. The famous part of the haflah, I mean, not a mice with the haflah, I may have told you once the story. The haflah was a chassidisha, Talmud Chacham, a rav, in Eastern Europe, I don't know exactly where. And through an amazing story about Shkacha Pratish, we also once told over here with the cleaver get, with the chuva, with the ink, and I know that story. I'm not going to tell that story. I'm not getting that. I'll tell that story. Maybe like Subas also. Yeah, I can't remember. Kitzel, the little story is that it was a get cleave, and the Rav, the local Rav, was mapshering. And the Frankfurt, the Rav, Robert Frankfurt said it's no good. And the local Rav from Cleve sent all the Gedolei Yisrael about the get. There was a guy who thought it was a Mashiach, I thought it was a Shait, not a Shait, that's not a crazy story, not for now. And every Rav passed the get was kosher, just about all the big Gedolei passed the get was kosher. Including our flow within the Rav in Eastern Europe, he also had a Tshuva that was kosher. When he reached he used to have ashes to dry the ink on the parchment, and then he used to write on the web of paper he used to use, he reached for the ashes to put it on so it would dry more quickly. By some Shkacha Pratis, instead of the ashes, he got the ink. Poured the ink all over the tshuva. Still being a good chassidish around, but he decided to send him in a shemayim, not to send the tshuva. Didn't send it. So in the Frankfurt, the rabbis lifted. Some years later, the Kehila made one, in the search committee, there was one hachlota. Anyone who wrote a tshuva being machshir to cleave again is disqualified. So with that phrase, they disqualified every, excellent candidate for the position. There was one exception. The hachlota. He didn't send the tshuva. He was accepted as Robert Frank, but there's a big problem. He was a chassidish and he's on my yekis. I mean, unbelievable. Unbelievable. So the story is told, he didn't know what to do, so he went to his Rebbe with the Magad Min Mezrit, and it was his Rebbe. So Hashem says, Talmud, I think it's going that far back. I don't know if exactly. Maybe, man, let's have the generations wrong. I don't know exactly, maybe I'm wrong. Right, that I know. And our flow of the Rebbe comes safe. If the years work out, it could be that he... I guess it was. This does work out. So he went and he told him, that's the famous story. He said, if you're living in Eretz Yisrael, you can plant citrus fruits. You can't plant citrus fruits in Lithuania, or it'll freeze. And then you can't plant... He's trying to say different things grow in different climates. So if you're in here, you're here. If you're there, you have to try... manage with their climate. So the big problem is about the film. Because if you know what the... Chalamayit. If you know what the Zohar said about tefillin chalamayit, it's benetius, it's kfir, it's apokursus, it's terrible. On the other hand, in Germany, everybody wore tefillin. Nope. So that flaw came to shul, I'm sure there was a tremendous tension. What's going to happen the first day of chalamayit? The rabbi walks into shul, he walks in with tefillin. Good. This went on for years and years. He was a rabbi in Frankfurt. Oh, see, minig amotah. So the story goes that after the flaw was nifter, they found among his things, one of the people who were working in the house said, I found the Rebbe here's the Rebbe's Yontif Tefillin. So we heard of Rashi, we heard of him in the town. What's Yontif Tefillin? They opened up the Tefillin, empty. There were no parshas. So. There was nothing inside it. So what did Aflo do? Faked it out, right? There was whole lifestyle. What did Aflo do? We put on Tefillin for all those years, there was nothing in it. This way, Al Yishan of the Machlokes, but it was empty. It wasn't called Tefillin. So that's how far I went. That's how I read it in the biography. I don't know if it really happened. I assume it probably happened. I mean, I can't. It's the reason. I'll just give an example of how far I went. What is expensive? No, Batim. No, Batim course. The Rav Yontif Tefillin. I'm saying here too. Al Yishan of the Machlokes. Of course, you try very hard to avoid Machlokes. Yes.
In reference to the Minhag of Makom. I saw like Rabbi Hibeger and Hilfitz like about shaving. He quotes this big machlokes from Lipitz Hasidim about shaving and not. He quotes Ayin Shuvus Shemesh Tzedakah. So I looked up that she was Shemesh Tzedaka, and the gist of it was, he holds that it's absolutely, he's looking at a shave, etc. And he says, even if those people in Italy hold that it's us at a shave, he says, they know, they're holding it as a chumrah. And since they know the Iker did is the Yolat shave, therefore, even though you're in that city, you're not going to follow that chumrah. So how do you think, we hold that Lamaisa by Minna?
I'm on the fourth paragraph. I'm on the third paragraph. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. I can't. All right. Can we go back to the third paragraph now? Do we answer all the questions that have to be answered? In Yon and the Yom, we'll talk about tomorrow. Mit Hashem. That's boy by Yom. Today was just the preparations that you need to know. You have to buy aftershave or not. So the answer is no. Okay. Well, we're out in the middle of a sentence when Rabbi Bronson walked in. What were we talking about?
The Rambam,
right, how can I forget? The Rambam. The Rambam, Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav, as usual, following this Rebbe the Riv, as Rebbe literally, the one who goes. Right, Tamav Olam Rav. The one Rambam holds by Tamav Olam Rav, correct. So in Hilchos, let's leave out before we get to Chametz. In Hilchos, Macholas, Asura, Chametz, like this. If you eat a Kazayas of the Isser, Bechtechilas Pras, so then you also below canola. Of course. If you eat, if it's no kazayas mechilas pras, it's also ve'en lo canola. It doesn't keep shuto. What does that mean? That means that if you he doesn't know it from Tam Gika Rabbeinu Tam of het the nepoch lios. He said that's a strange concept to him. He completely ignores it. And he rather holds that if you eat a kazayas, it's a mitzvah. So it's also. Only thing is, what did Tam Gika achieve from both sides? Tam Kiko is a tremendous thing. It knocks out Bittul. Usually we would say, Bottle Baro. But if I have a taste, I say it's Niker. It's not Niker. It's not going to Bittul if it's Niker. For example, if you see something which is treif, got mixed in with something which is kosher, say it's Bottle. It's not a Bottle. Pull it out, throw it to the garbage, eat the rest. So usually we assume that if I have on the level of the rice, if I have min b'mino, so it's bottle, not liquor, it's nothing. So it's min b'she'eino mino. So then, if it's kazayis b'chilas pras, if it's tam kikar, if it has a taste, tam u'ma mosho, the chiddush is local. If you don't say it's bottle b'ro, how did a min b'mino have been bottle b'ro? No, you're in fact eating a kazayis of tarfas b'chilas pras, it's het gama with the rice. Why? Because it's bottle for all. Although it's this, but it's bottle. You're not eating any yisr. Yisr is bottle. Here we say, no. It's min b'shen amino. It's because taste. We don't say that the kazayas yisr is bottle. Kazayas yisr stands, but doesn't make the rest of it trait. So it's a standoff, they call the yisr. It's a standoff. So you eat it, because that's cross. You're eating within kazayas of tarfus. So then you get malchus. That's the Rambam says. The Rambam. Yeah? Good. That's Pasha, that's the standard shot when it comes to Shari Surah Torah. Fine, I just hadn't noticed this chart, which I just pulled out. I've done 8 sheetahs in this sugi. I don't know myself exactly what all the 8 sheetahs are, but the Rambam holds, Tama B'lama Masho also Vein Lokin, referring to a case with also Ms. Midi Rabbana, according to my chart, and if it's Tama B'lama Masho Lokin, Logan al Kazayas min ha'iser. Min ha'iser. Because it's neither is Mabahal the other, as we said. Good. Now, we're ready now to begin our analysis of Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah and Sefer Mitzvos Los HaSeh Kuf Tzadiches. There the Rambam says that Chametz v'Pesach v'Yidim v'Taruvis, what's the din? You get Malchus and no Koros. Fret the Ramban, as it says, Kol Machmetz Lo Sochelu. Fret the Ramban, a couple of powerful cash. Number one, Kol Machmetz Lo Sochelu is Rebbe Lezer. We pass like the Rabbonim. Number one. Number two, what do you need Pasuk for? Because Kazayas for the Echilas Pras should be Chayav Koros. Why only Malchus? And if it doesn't, the Ramban says it's Mutter. So what's going on? Pilei Ploy. So we gave, I think, yesterday only one shot, correct? You want to talk for one yesterday? The Megillas Esther? Two? Oh yeah, I forgot a second. The Megillas Esther says like this. He quotes the same Gemara. The Gemara we keep talking about. Tama v'lama mash, Tama u'ma mashal, Osir v'lokin olah. So we understand the Ramban says what it means is Osir v'ner noshim olah. What's the Yodesh? V'tzachim malchus is malchus, v'tzachim karas is karas. Period. stop here for the minute. The Gemara says now a change. Now we say it's not because it's not because Adam Zachir's pras. That turns everything upside down. That's it. Period. Oh. So the question now becomes, once the Gemara changed its mind and says the Mishnah referring to a case, what? Come on, help me out. No? With no Kazai Zachilas Pras. So I want to know, well, what is it that if there is a Kazai Zachilas Pras? If it's an abnormal kind of an eating, for whatever, you have to ask a cook, if there's a nutritionist, or a dietitian, or some, an expert in food. If you've concocted a combination, where it's abnormal to eat it, and the Rashi says it's butter diet, that's potter, it's potter in my own ship. It's not considered to be normal food. Lava Achila Zachayubi, all that. But if you hold that, if not that way, it's referring to a case where he made a concoction which has a kazayas dechilas pras and is edible. What would it then be here at both sides? There's no Gemara about it. It's not our Mishnah. It's not our Gemara. No one knows. It's the case of the kazayas dechilas pras. Up until now we thought, what do you mean no one knows? It's enough on the Mishnah. Machlokas are beled in the Chachamim, presumably passed on the Chachamim. But now we turned it around. So the Mishnah is referring to what kind of a case? What? Where there's no Kazayas Zechilas Pras. That's the Mishnah's case. For beled is to get Malchus anyway, and the Chachamim say you don't. It's fine. But what will happen if there is a Kazayas Zechilas Pras? What will the Chachamim say about that? Nobody knows. It's not a Mefurish in the Gemara, but it's pretty Mefurish in the Riv. The Riv seems to understand. The Rambam following him. That the Maskonis HaGemara, that the Machlokas and the Mishnah has now been changed at the last minute, after two blots, has been changed to refer to a case of our Mishnah what? Where there's no Kazayas Dechilas Pras. Very nice. But if there is a Kazayas Dechilas Pras, guess what? You're not going to believe it. Malchus Belikoris. What's the Pasuk? Kikolochol Machmetis. Kikolochol Chometz. Kikolochol Chometz. Lo. Not that wrong. Pasuk is Lo Soch. Kol Machmetz is also Chel. I think Gemara said before that's only Rabbi Lezer. No. Because the Gemara before thought that the Machlokas and the Mishnah is what? Where there's what? No, because that's the Chilas Pras. And then Rechav argue and then they don't dash in the Pasuk at all. But now the Gemara came to the conclusion that the Machlokas and the Mishnah is where there's... Did I say that backwards? Let's start again. First the Gemara thought that the Machlokas and the Mishnah where there is the Kedai and the Chilas Pras. Rabbi Lezer says, Chaim, and Chacham say, Pot, even in that case. So Pot in that case, they don't dash the Pasuk at all, not the dash. But now the Gemara is saying, no, we got it backwards. Amish is referring to a case where there's no Kazayas Dechilas Pras. There the Chacham and Pot. But if there is a Kazayas Dechilas Pras, they agree. Chayav, how do they know? From the same Pasuk. Kol Machmetz is also Chayav. That's Pshat and Rambam. The Riff says it basically first. Rambam is really copying the Riff. Open to the Riff. Always start with to see the Riff inside. Who said it? The Mekabit, the Mishnah said it, the Vilna Gaon said it. The Rif said what? The Rif's lush is very important. The Rambam is taking it from the Rif, so if you figure out the Rif, you know the Rapshah and the Rambam. The Rif is over here. He quotes the Bryce and Gimel and Aleph. Dear Rebbe Lezer, the Chomer, Maldok, Chomer, Zangav, Amish, Karet, Salai, Ruvah, Below, Klum. Says the Riff, the last line, on page of Gimel. Ah, Fal, Jav, Zam, Rabban, Alai, Ruvah, Below, Klum. Milku, the low, lucky. Avali, Sura, Ika. The Chiyami, Rabban, and Amid, low, lucky, Hani, Mili, Kecha, the Lekka, Zas, Vechigilas, Pras. Gav, Kutach, Abab, Vechayotziva. Avali, Hecha, Dika, Kazaz, Vechigilas, Pras. Afil, Rabban, and Lucky. Lucky, what does lucky mean? Yeah, a lucky day today. Lucky means to get Malchus. Unlucky. Right? Lucky means to get Malchus. And of course the question becomes, lucky? It's not a plea. Why? The Rebbe's not passing, he's not giving Malchus, not giving courage. I don't know why he says it, but I'll call upon him. The Gron and Bekemah submission to Medayik. Yes, Malchus, but not what? But not courage. Kazai's Dechilas Pras is Malchus without courage. I mentioned it already 2 days ago, this riff. Oh. Adkan, what the had the Mekemes mentioned the Gross Tape Shat and Ram, why he's like Rabbanon. But I want to add a verse I didn't see them say, which I put up on my own of the Pshat where Ram got it from. Maybe you can add this to what they say. How did the Rambam know that it changed in the end? What's the Mokka for Rambam? It's still a little bit shvelo. All right. It's not... Rambam's not against any Gemaras now. Moral Hashem. He's not against any Gemaras. Rambam is free. It's free without any... without being against anywhere in Shad to assume until it's gone. When the Gemara says that the change in the Dalai is too much discussion. What's the change? The Mokka, it's got whether it's the mission was, when there's no good aspect of this prize. Now the Rambam is free to assume. There was Gazayas, but if he was proud, even Rambam agree. Then what? You get problems with the rice or with the Mitzvahul. Could say, but why did he say? What pushed him to say? Is there anything which might be pushing him in that direction? Perhaps. So I didn't see in these Gedolei, the Gros, and the Kevin, the Mishnah, any particular indication that maybe the reason why Rambam should change it, should send him out to Skona, or Rabbanan in fact arrived, Tarupas comes to a puzzle with the Gedolei. I didn't see it. Again, it's not really a question. If there's any pushing us in that direction. That's why I wanted to add to yourself. My soul is as follows. Do you remember the very last word of Gemara that we learned before we started doing Gemara today? What the last word was? I can't, that's an unfair question. Look inside. I'm beginning on the day. What was the last word that we said before we start today? Om Rabba Bo, Rabbi Yochanan. Right. The last one was Kasha. What did I tell you a few days ago about the word Kasha? There's an answer somewhere, we just don't know what it is. That's what occurred to me. The Rambam knew there's an answer somewhere, we just don't know what it is. And I'm advising why I had no answer. Why no answer? What was the question? The question was, the Rabbanon, you might get stuck with a Kasha. Where's the Kasha? Rabban is the last lehu eruv kol lo darshi ela noshim ino lehu. It says kol lo darshi ki kol darshi. Rabbi Lezer ema kol rabbas anoshim ki kol rabbas eruvo v'chitema ki kol rabbi Lezer lo darshi v'tanya sor batak tiru en li alas kulo v'tos v'manat avaloma kol eruv v'manat avaloma ki kol ma'an shamas play the darish kol rabbi Lezer v'kod darish ki kol kashya. So we're stuck. No terror. But entered my mind when I said, we're talking stuff. This is what we're stuck. But once the Gemara said that the Machlokas, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbanon has changed, and Memdala and Aleph. So they're referring to the case of what? Come on, help me out. Of what is no Kazaz Echidus Pras, if it's Echidus Pras, everyone agrees, then what? Then it's no. Then they're not fighting. We don't know what they're saying. It's not under discussion in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is referring to a case. But it's no, because Isaac is prosper, but it's a Zichayim, Chacham say, your puzzle. Well, what about when there is a because Isaac is prosper? We don't know. I mean, obviously, Rabbi Lezer is a Zichayim, a Kolshke. What about Chacham? It doesn't say. So perhaps what pushed Rabbi a little bit to say that Chacham would say, you get Malthus, is this Gemara. Because the Maya applied with a Kash. But if you want to ask Gemara, there is no Kash. Because the whole question was predicated on one assumption. Rabbona the less Lu'er of Kol Odashi. Wrong! Rabbanan do darshi. The darshi komach west lo so chelu. For what case? For the case of the kazayas and the chilas pras. I'm just adding my own little twist. That perhaps what led the Rambam to the conclusion which was made possible by the Gemara's reversal of Mandala and Aleph. Sure, it's possible. What makes it mukhrach? Why should you say that the chacham hold is a lav daraisa by Tarubas Chomet? Perhaps the reason to the question, the answer to the question of why is to answer the word Kasha, which is found in the previous one. Perhaps, again, I didn't see it anywhere, but maybe. Okay, so let's now Kazer over what we said, go back to the Rambam. The Rambam is following the river. If there is what? No Kazai Zechilas Prash, then it's Mutter. Midarayt, but it's not Midarayt for now. It's Mutter on Shari Serum, it's Mutter on Pesach, it's nothing. But if what? Is Kazayas Dechilat Pras, what's the halacha? The Rambam says, the Pasuk called Machmet Tzol Zechel, which teaches you, Yechayim Malchus with no chorus. What? And the question was, I, and only Rabbi Lezer has a pasuk? No. The Maskani Rabban has a pasuk. Now we answer the kash of the Ramban. Against Rabbi Lezer? No, it's not Rabbi Lezer. No, it's people Rabbanan agree. I, the Ramban has the kash, but where did he get it from? Because Azir is Pasha Bichayev Kores. What's the answer, Rabosai? No. You're not Chayev Kores. Here's the mucker for a dimmage of quads and Gan Shas. Bukoma Cholas Asuris. If you have a chiyuv koras that's mixed in with the dasi, the what comes out, and the alchemy I called what comes out, and he said what? And he said la, presto. Fine. Fine. And that's the Megillus has to jump. Oh! Tama Masha also the Loken alone. Loken, yes, but not koras. All this we discussed already. Fine. However, the Mekeves admission is not so happy about a few small details. Number one, the corner of this shot comes out that there's really no difference at all between Chometz and Chelev. They're identical. Chometz and Chelev are identical. That's what the Vilna Gaon writes, Beferish and Avir Agro. Chometz is the paradigm, is the example, is the source, and the same thing applies to Chelev. This bothers the Bekevitz of Mishnah. He's not so happy with it. Not so happy. He saw this piece at the end. Number two, he says, well, what about Mishras? I read you a Rambam. I asked you the Rambam Nichos Naziris, where he quotes the pasuk of Mishra, the story we just got out of the Gemara. Right? Mishra's is a din in Kol HaTorah Kula. So what's a din of Mishra's in Kol HaTorah Kula? That teaches you what? Taruvis Shari Surim. So why do you need an extra special pasuk of Kamach Metzvah Som Chelu for Taruvis Chalas? Those are the questions which bother the Mekeves HaMishra. If it bothers him, then he's going to reach a remarkable conclusion. I'll tell you what his conclusion is right now. It's mind-boggling. We mentioned briefly a few days ago. The Bekevet HaMishra has a lotion, Mokko Benichu Li Min HaShamayim L'Sgader. No one thought of this Pshat HaRabba. Good reason. It's revolutionary. Because you look in the Rambam, you will see, in Hilchos Chometz U'Matzah, Perek Av L'Chavot, he doesn't say specifically, explicitly, they're referring to a case of min v'she'en omina, where one gives taste to the other. Based on this, the Mekeves HaMishnah is not. He's referring to a case of min v'mina, even min v'mina. Min v'mina, which we said in our opening line, the first line we said today, when we discussed this topic, is what? Min v'mina, bottom of the road, period. Not so fast, says the Mekeves HaMishnah. Min v'mina, bottom of the road, by the Mela, and by Trefa, and by Chelev, and by everything else in the world, except for Chometz. How do you know? Kol Achmed Lo Sochelu. That's why you're a new din. Oh, you bet it's new. It's so new that everyone else thinks he's crazy. So how do you know that Min B'Shein Omino in Kol Yisrael Torah? Oh, it's old hat. Mishras. I know the Mishras didn't call it Torah Kula. That's just my nose. It's just an example. How does an extra special din which applies only in this case of what? Of Chometz and Pesach. How do you know that din? That din we know from what? Min b'mino. How do you know that din? Chometz and Pesach is also fair. It's wild. It's an absolutely wild condition for Kevin's Mishnah. It's so wild that, although I was told that for the Rebbe of Chaim liked it, I have to go check it out again. It's just so wild. But of course, what led him to say that? So two questions. One question, we thought it was no cash. But why is Chometz special? So the Gra says Chometz is not special. Okay, simple answer. But the other question, Mishras, Rambam himself quotes Mishras in Hilchos Naziris. What's the new answer? So the Vilna Gaon discussed that question. He didn't have a Vilna Gaon. I'm not sure even who lived, when did he live in Mekeves HaMishnah? Another thing for people to look up. I thought after the Gra, maybe the same time, I didn't have a printer, whatever. The Gra is Akasha specifically, explicitly. So I have Mishras. So he calls attention to Hilchos Naziris, Perakei Halacha Dalit, and Perakei Halacha Hei. In Hilchos Naziris. Two separate dinim. What are the two separate dinim? The first is a din where the word Mishras is not found. In his initial halacha, Perakei Halacha Dalit, The Rambam does not mention a word about Mishras. What does he say, rather? I'll read it to you. Rabbi said, please pay attention. Rambam says as follows. Dover ha-mutter, eino mitzarif for dover ha-osur b'nozir. I mean, he paraphrasing the Gemara. You know, they had to mitzarif one with Isser. Keita. Now, here, his pshat had to mitzarif Isser. We can guess already. The only people have the wild pshat of had to mitzarif Isser are Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Because Bela and the Tam, he can mean what we call Hetla Nefach Liyot Isser. The Rambam, who never dreamt of that in Pshat Tam, he can look, that pshat had to mitzarif Isser. The Hetla becomes us. And you don't apply to us. Keita. Yayin shen mitzarif is Vash. Af al pisha tam akol tam yayin v'shosim etarubis chen tzibukim shadosim emagrogus v'tam akol tam tzibukim v'chom etarubis ein aloke. You don't say hefne nepach lios isa. That's the only thing you don't say. Hefne mitzav isa means hefne nepach lios isa. You don't say it if you don't have the tam. You don't say it. If you're eating them separately, that's ridiculous. Well, according to what Rashi said, a half a piece of bread and a half a grape, that's not ridiculous. Nothing. No one ever dreamed of that, called the Rambam. Achshi v'davar ha'osim etarobis kazayis b'chnei sholosh beitzim. The ochal k'sholosh beitzim. He spelled it out. It's going to come up later to deal. He said explicitly, he ate up all three eggs. So if he ate up all three eggs, within those three eggs, the kazayis of Issa, then he amounts k'shara yisurim ha'shavim v'chalodam k'moshim v'yanim v'chod ma'chalos asuris. Shai. There's no difference between us or anything else. Who said? Who said differently? Rabbi Yochanan says, "Kol isur and shibat Torah ain't had the mitzvahs of chutz misurei nazir." Comes Rambam and says, "Wrong." That line comes from the Fukim Rabbi Yochanan. The nazir the same as all isurei Torah. You look at the sugim, except the nazir, you'll see it. That's Lam and Zayin. You with me? Has the word mishras been mentioned yet? We finished Dalet. Did we mention the word Mishras yet in this Halacha and Rambam? Yes or no? No. Halacha hey. V'cheim shara pito b'yayin. V'hoya revius yayin v'chdeh pras min apas. V'ochel k'dei pras. Shedimtza sh'ochel revius yayin. Harez aloka. V'alzeh v'chayotze v'onema b'toro v'chol Mishras anovim. Lest our davash in his arev bo hayayin v'tamo k'tam hayayin v'hu shiyeh tamo u'mamosho k'shar yisurim ha'cholos. Here we go. Tamo u'mamosho osur v'lokanolo. Quotes the words of the Gemara. What's he saying over here? Achidish gadol. What's he saying? Alocha dalet alocha hay. The Gemara chilkel the shnei bavos. He separates dalet from hay. Why? What's the difference? Exactly the same thing. What's the difference between the two cases of what? Yayin and Vash, and Smukim and Grogos were all crushed up together. That's one case. And the second is Shara Pito B'Yayin. Was there any difference? What's the difference? Exactly the same thing.
The answer is no, it's not at all the same thing.
In the first case, you had two liquids mixing with each other, or two solids were pulverized and liquefied and mixed it all with one another. In that case, Rabbi Osai, in that situation, the guy is simply eating a kazayis b'chdei achilas pras of the mamushit of the yisur. And therefore, you don't need mishras. No need for any pras. Mismara, you ate a kazayis, we all three baits, and those three baits, and you ate a kazayis of tarfus. Right? The taste was recognizable. So of course you get malchus. On the contrary, we're left to our own devices as a grow. We'd give kares where kares is applicable. Chalim. Chomers. It's only called achmet which teaches you fakeret that you only get malchus. You don't get kares when kares would have been potentially applicable. Of course, there's nearest no need to mention that. So what's mishras? No. Mishras refers to a case where there's no mamash to these. I have wine. I have a cup of wine. I put some chal into the wine. I pull it out again. So that the taste of the wine was absorbed by the chal. But the wine is still in the cup.
The wine is still in the cup. So that gross says pshat, could have argued, but the gross says pshat, if you have a paste of a liquid which comes into a solid, that's not considered mamasha. The mamasha was only the solid itself, the taste molecules and particles which come from the liquid and go into the solid. That's called without, there's no mamash there. And as such, you couldn't derive it with svara and yachai. We have a pasuk. What's the pasuk? Mishra. So the bekeves, the mishra's kasha, what? Hey, I have mishras. So what I need is a special pasuk over here of called achmetzlos ochelu. So the gross is not completely wrong. These are two separate dinim, one is a chumra, one is a kula. Mishra is a chumra. You would have thought without mishras, if I have liquid going into solid, now what? Nothing. Kamash Malon, Mishras Yechayim anyway, it's considered believe my motions. The other hand, you have solid and solid, liquid and liquid, you have no motions, mamas, you would have thought that what? Yechayim correct would have to go. Kamash Malon, Kamash Malon, it's the limited. So the fact we have two going in two different directions. One coming to limited, and one's coming to included. Right? To limit with mamashas, you don't say it's chayim koreks. And to include with another mamashas, you chayim malchus anyway. That's the golden shot. Oh, now I asked you to see a footnote in the Rabbeinu David. And that footnote, he quotes the Rosh, at the Rosh, by asking you also, Mesaf Bechulin. But again, I don't want to go into the complications, it's a little complicated now. But it's a question how you pass on the halacha. So I keep telling you, the Rashi Rebbe and the Tam agree Pshat and Tam Kikur. They have only one disagreement between the grandfather and the grandson. And that is what? How do you paskin? You paskin Tam Kikur, that's quite a disagreement. The paskin Tam Kikur, the rice had the definitely switch Rebbe and the Tam. And the grandfather, Rashi, said, not that way. Because Tam of Aloha Moshe also made Aloha Moshe. That's what the grandson said. He couldn't have imagined his grandson's outlandish Pshat. If it's been the meal, I can never drop this to the job. Alright, fine. So the Rosh is a kashin and trash from offering the Gemara in Zvokin. I am Tessim and Aleph. Rubber. That presumably passing like rubber. Well, rubber is always a winner, right? Rubber always wins. And rubber is even quoted here in the Sugya, we'll see later. So Rava said in Zvachim, Min b'sheno mino b'tama. Now Min b'sheno mino b'tama means that it's a din of the d'oraisa. So how can Rashi say that Rava is tam kikulav d'oraisa and Rava is b'ferish, Min b'sheno mino d'oraisa? So the Ramban answers there in Chulin. Tam kikur, if you look here for our sugi and the Ramban, the Balamon, the Rival, he keeps talking about this. Tam kikur uksha'em shamamish lo be'en below the Ma'ura, Elishin is battle the Gamri. There's no mamash at all. No mamash at all. That's what Rashi said, it's the Rabbanon of the Rabbanon. Avil Hosam is Vacham Ayan Tez. Tama umamashahu. Sheikar achidin Muravin Shav and Osman Tamaro. That's the Rabbanon said. Quote the Rosh Chulin that you saw, who says it's wrong. How can it be? Ain't the Bich, what's he talking about? What's the difference in the two cases? So here is Rabbi Shoshana, the author of the beautiful footnotes from Rabbeinu Dover, has exactly what he said. What did he say? V'nir v'divei Ramban, she'en o'choshu p'am v'lo ikar, ele z'lach sh'nis'are v'kush. What does that mean? You have a liquid which can fall into a solid. Okay, she'kevan she'bo'a l'ochol mishtaneh t'mahuso, v'she'en o'chol olam. That's what's called a time of no mamash. The chayim plate is tzir min agush, ena k'esem or isur. Same thing. V'lach v'lach. You have two liquids mixing to each other. Shachoshiv. The time below me can only become as muetes. I'm telling them miyuta. Aval tarum is lach v'lach or kem ak oras v'kem ak dogan, which we'll see soon. Sharibu in nikar, ikar or isur. Then it would be in fact ikar or isur. Very important distinction. That's what the Vilna Gaon is saying. It's exactly the two pulvers in the Rambam. In the first case, there were two liquids, two solids were pulverized.
Then you don't need mishras. That's considered a mamashis. Then the din is misvara, then you get that you're over. No pasuk necessary. Fakir, you need a pasuk to teach you there's no chorus when applicable. In the case where there's no mamashis, the salad from the liquid was absorbed by a salad, the bread absorbed the wine, then without a pasuk, there's every pasuk of the garment. He's in the eating. And he goes on, the same thing to say, which is important for us to know. But here, Ramban the may lo pirush b'tam kikur shahet the nefam liyisuk pirush Rashi. How do you learn tam kikur? What is kazayas tam b'fdei achilas pras? The kids of that trouble, what do we see in the football? It's true. Hems. So now we have Rabosai. So far, Pshad and the Rambam, how many we have so far? Three perushim in the Rambam, correct? I want to summarize. So far, three perushim, correct? We had the Megillas Esther, the Pasnik of Elezer, the old Malchus without Torahs, and somehow or other with Halach Mosh Misina, it doesn't go into the Drush, too much. What about Shari Surim? It's discussed too much. Presumably it's in Shari Surim also. It doesn't say exactly how he knows it. Pashi goes to Tomas Metz, but he doesn't say it to Farish. Then there's the Vilna Gaon, standing around Ramban, that he learned Tomas Metz, so Kalo teaches you that you don't get karks, otherwise you would have got karks. And as it did in the comments, but it applies to Kali Surah Torah also, Kalo as well. We have Mishras. No, Mishras is only by one, where there's no Mamashas at all, where the bread absorbs wine. But there is mamashis, then you call my first tayyad, there's no karak, that's a grosh sheet. And then Rekevis HaMishnah says, starts off like the grosh, and Megillus Esther. And the other pass is like the Rabbanon. No, in this respect, like the grosh, against Megillus Esther. Pass like the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon, that's the Rabbanon, turns it around at the end. Yeah. And in fact, this din, that according to the Rambam, because I asked the Achilas Pras, what would halacha be? The halacha would be the what? That you would get Malchus, you would not get Kores, and then Kol Yisuri Torah. That's derived from Mishras, he says. The extra special law of Kol HaKmetzel, so okay, this is the most mind-boggling statement that applies to Min Mimina, which we would have said is Batul Baruch for sure. No. If you look carefully, I'm not going to mention the words Beferit and Mishael Amino. We would say, you don't have to explain, it's obvious. You know anything about people, you know, maybe it's Bazel Barov, we pass. But that's the mechanism of Mishael's new take on things. Okay, fine. According to him, Chometz is in fact unique. According to the Gra, and I think even the Megillah says, the Chometz is not unique at all. This Chometz is just a paradigm for other Yisrael Torah. Right. So we have three interpretations around them. We have now to discuss three more. Three more. Two are in the Kesef Mishnah, which I hope you saw by now. The end. Anyone see how long the Kesef Mishnah was? The expression is "Lang vi the Yiddish Golos." Just page after page after page, it kept going. But I didn't want to get to make you read the whole thing. It's free time, but we try to just get to the very end. You saw he writes, and I'm gonna make a summary for the Talmidim. All right, but there are Kitzin. That's also a whole page. The Kitzin. But then the Rabbi Yesh Lomar is right after that. You saw that, I don't know if you saw that expression. You have the Rambam? You have the nice one? It's a regular one. Okay. The regular one's good enough. Oh, it's always nice to read. It's beautiful. The USA 9 print. The Rambam, the Kedavish writes as follows. Aleph Halach Avav. Is there anything else? He says, I would say, so this entire page, basically three whole pages, in this, 3.5 pages, you know, in the regular print here. The fish harafti is scabbed as if the whole of the Talmud drama there sorrow la Talmidim. It summarizes it in less than a page. All right. So I didn't ask you to read the whole thing, but it's time for V.H. Long. So the two perushim in the Kesef Mishnah, let's analyze them. Brief. One is an amazing, absolutely amazing pshat. We just saw now Machlokas the Gra with the Mekevus HaMishnah. Is Chomet the same as Shari Suri Torah, or is Chomet more Chomet than Shari Suri Torah? Do you believe Chomet's more Kal than Shari Suri Torah? Karos, believe it or not. He said something. He said something. He suggests Walter Ramban's kasha. How can it be? There's no kares. After all, in all other Yisuri Torah, there's certainly going to be kares. In the case of a person who's kazayin to bechilas pras by chelev, for example. Says the Kesef Mishnah as follows. Aval gav the shari surib koras nami chayov. When it's kazaz vachilas pras, the pesach potter mikores. The time of it of siv gabi ochal chomas vinichusa. The gabi machmetis shutaru vishomas loksiv kosa vinichusa. And therefore, val iya shaloma that's no kadechias pras, it's impossible. Hilal korba loma the osa the potter mikores. Aval pisha yeshko kazaz vachilas pras. Ugzeres atori lahokal bo bekach mi b'shari surin. Ulefizek, shekosev rabbeinu shenema kol machmet lo sochelum. Lo koi lema shekosev loke. The holo it's rekro. The midin shari surin afka. Ela le'ein ochai of koris koi. Mit lo ksiv kosev gabi machmetis ela lo sochelum lo benichusa. That's true. The God agrees to that part. But the Gaon assumes that it's true not only by Chomet, but even by what? By Shari Surin Korish of Atoros and Chelim. And the Kesef Mishnah assumes, no! It's a special halacha by Chomet, it's more Kal than Shari Surin. So look what the range we've had so far within the Rambam. Either it's more Chomet than Shari Surin, the Kesef Mishnah. It's more Kal than Shari Surin, the Kesef Mishnah. Or it's the same as Shari Surin, which is the growth of Megillah says. Then Rabbosai, there was the other pshat. He keeps talking about two perushim. The other pshat in the Kesef, which is very, very important. Rabbosai, turn to the Gemara here, Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. One more time. Just a few lines that we read again, we have to read it again. What did the Gemara say? Mara said, Ihachi, Kazayas Echilas Pras, the rice I'm in, with a small little dollar. Ihachi, Amai, Poligi, Rabbon, and Aledi, Rabbon, and Kababli. Skip two lines. Ela, Hanach, and Kababli. The less pay Kazayas Echilas Pras. Why? Ibeine, the Kasara Bokale, but the diet is called other. See, not high. Ibishta Kashat, if you are less pay Kazayas Echilas Pras. You can't win, there's no way to be chayev. You can't lose, I don't even want to phrase it. You can't be chayev, chorus. Oh, that's how Rashi learned. Remember Rashi said, but l'dayin v'lav achila yilachiyu v'yallah. If you look in Tosis and Masech and Nazir, you don't learn that way. In the Pshat, Eid v'aynek v'kassara v'kachalei, but l'dayin v'yallah, which means what? In all likelihood, it won't be such a concentrated proportion. But if it will be, you'd be chayav. You would be chayav. Keep that in mind. With this in mind, let's read the Kesef Mishnah's first interpretation. What I read before is the second interpretation. Look at this. V'yesh lo, the way I answered this thought. The V'yesh bo, kuli amalo pligi, the chayav malchus v'kores, u'kemo v'shari surin. Now wait a minute. He just accused Kor 100% of the cases. Either Chayav Koras or nothing. So what's the Rambam talking about? An in-between case. In between. How can it be an in-between case? Here it is. V'hocha shiny. V'hocha b'mayaskinon. V'yeshba b'kuta.